April and agenda paper number 8.
Okay, great. This is a tentative agenda decision. Is this on? Sorry, this is a tentative agenda decision from May to finalize. You received a submission about the assessment of control and its basis for determining when entities are consolidated. An important element of control is power, and the submission related to protective rights and the effect of those rights on an entity's power over the investee. The submission quoted as an example an entity that has a loan arrangement with a bank. If a covenant in that arrangement is breached, the bank has the right to veto major business decisions that are considered to be the relevant activity of the operating entity. And those rights were considered to be protective in the example. The question was, should those rights be reassessed when the covenant is breached, or do protective rights never affect an assessment of power? In May, you tentatively decided that this topic should not be added to the agenda because the breach results in a clear change in significant rights. The standard is clear that a reassessment of control must be carried out when the facts and circumstances relating to any one of the elements of power changes. And the standard is clear that an assessment of power is based on current substantive rights, and that the IASB's clear intention was that protective rights should be included in the reassessment of control. We also did not expect that there would be a significant future diversity in practice once the standard is applied. Now, we received 3 responses to the tentative agenda decision, which are attached to the paper. 2 agreed with the decision for the reasons given. The 3rd thought that we should remove the reference to the ISB's agenda paper and the ISB's intentions in the agenda decision. The staff don't agree with that recommendation because we think that clarification of the ISB's intention is useful and that you consider the ISB's intention in considering this issue. The 3rd respondent also suggested that we should make it clear in the agenda decision that a reassessment of control does not necessarily change the conclusion about control. And we agree with this recommendation and have inserted a sentence to that effect into the draft agenda decision. The wording that we recommend appears on page 5 with that inserted sentence in red. So do you agree with our recommendation to confirm the original wording but with the inclusion of that additional sentence?
I see a lot of heads nodding yes. Any comments or objections?
One comment rather than
an objection. I think the first sentence of the second paragraph that says that you reassess whenever facts and circumstances change, which is not quite what IFRS 10 says. It's whenever facts and circumstances change and indicate that there might be a change in the assessment of control. And I just wonder if that, you could look at that and find it a bit broad. So whenever facts and circumstances change, rather than whenever they indicate that there might be a change. Just think people could look at it and say, is that slightly broader than we actually meant it?
We ought to be able to just lift the precise words from 10 and just make sure they mirror it. Okay. Point taken.
That's a good point.
There was certainly no intention to...
No, I understand that, so it's perfectly happy otherwise.
Okay. Any objections to the staff paper subject to that wording adjustment? Okay. I'm not sure, April, if that wins you the Leo Prize. Shortest paper during a meeting.